AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. House Democrats say President Trump's actions in pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate political rivals meets the standard for impeachment.
At the Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing, Stanford's Pamela Karlan was among three legal experts arguing the president committed impeachable offenses with actions toward Ukraine.
It undermines democracy itself.
On the other side, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues Democrats have not proven any impeachable offenses.
You're going to leave half the country behind.
But panel chair Gerald Nadler says with the election approaching, Democrats must hold the president in check. Ranking member Doug Collins.
This is not an impeachment. This is just a simple railroad job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump was in London with NATO leaders, but he denounced the hearing. Georgia's Republican governor is announcing he'll appoint a wealthy businesswoman to the U.S. Senate, filling a vacancy. Kelly Loeffler is not a fan of the Democratic Party.
They can't tell you how much their socialist ideas will cost. They don't care how many jobs will be destroyed. And they can't even agree that they want to protect our borders.
The UN is being asked to take action against Iran. Three European nations still in the nuclear deal say Tehran has developed nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. There is now a capsule being tested as a long-term birth control method.
The experimental capsule is still years away from drugstores, but researchers say it worked in a key test in animals. Dr. Giovanni Traverso is the study's senior author.
One swallows a capsule, and then in the stomach, that capsule dissolves, and out comes this starfish system.
The goal is improving family planning options, especially in developing countries. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is AP News. Former President Jimmy Carter has been released from a Georgia hospital.
After several days of treatment for a urinary tract infection, former President Jimmy Carter is back home in Plains, Georgia. In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Carter Center says Carter and his wife Rosalyn wish everyone peace and joy this holiday season. Carter has faced several health challenges in 2019, beginning with hip replacement surgery last spring, a fall in October that required 14 stitches to his head, and later that month, he fractured his pelvis in another fall. Carter overcame cancer in 2015. At 95, Carter has lived longer than any American president. I'm Mike Gracia.
One of Princess Diana's favorite dresses, the midnight blue Travolta gown, is going up for auction. It was named for her celebrity dance partner, that is, at a White House dinner in 1985. The dress is expected to fetch $460,000. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.